Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
It's 7 o'clock. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. You know what that means. It's time for Here and Now with Rachel C. I'm your host, Rachel C. We are celebrating live performance culture tonight with Lex of Street Throat. We're going to kick things off a little something from our friends, the Pie Power Trio.
Thank you.
And we just heard something from Pie Power Trio. Thanks for sending that our way, guys. Check out Pie Power Trio. They're going to be playing an upcoming show, I believe, in about another week or so at Red Hook. Check out the social media for Here and Now with Rachel C. for updates on that. Thanks for tuning in to this show that celebrates live performance culture and activism in the arts. It's starting to feel like spring outside and July here in the studio.
It's warm. It's real warm.
It's a little warm. We're warm. It's okay. It's all right. By summertime, summer rolls around. We'll be a nude show, which is fine. We have curtains anyway. Thank you for tuning in. So joining me in the studio tonight is Lex of Streep Throat.
Yep.
We're going to get to lots of things about Streep Throat, including that name, which I know it's a play on deep throat, but I want to say strep throat, which I think is kind of really corny. Shows you how my corny streak.
Also gross. As long as it's horrible. As long as you're getting across the point that it's like, oh no, when you say it. That's what I'm looking for.
Yes. And that you guys, that part of what makes you such a real punky punk band is all that. And we're going to get into that in just a second. So on this show, we celebrate live performance culture. We want you to go out and do things and be present. And on that note, I want to tell you about things to go out and see and do. The big thing that the news kind of coming up is a little less local, except for one show I'll tell you about in a second. Summer tour season is upon us. There are a lot of big bands touring, a lot of merch events happening around them. Afropunk Brooklyn has just released the lineup. Check out afropunk.com. Sunday is looking really stellar, you guys. Shout out to Afropunk and everything they're doing. It sounds like also I've been hearing through the grapevine a lot of the minutiae, the things that made things a little more tricky, the logistics around some of the changes over at Commodore Barry Park. They've been improving. We've have improved, attendee experiences in terms of ease of getting in, getting out, access to amenities. I've been hearing a lot of really great things, a lot of great things out of Afropunk, of course, socially, musically, culturally, but even down to the little things. I'm hearing a lot of, I'm encouraging everybody to go this year. I think it'll be a really good thing. Hearing really, not that there were bad things, but it's, there's been a shift a little bit with Afropunk in the last few years when they kind of went from being free and a little bit more open physically, like even in terms of how to physically get into the places where the music was happening. There was a little bit of a shift. It seems like a lot of thing, feedback I've been hearing from people on the street is that it's really grown into its own in ways that are really cool. So anyway, Afropunk, check that out. That's the third weekend in August. Levitation Festival, also known as Austin Psych Fest, has released more details about their festival happening at the very end of April next month. I will be there. I'm very excited about that, to return to Austin. You could do a whole show on the lineup they have this year, but they've got a lot of details down, including set lists. So all you psychedelic music lovers can go down and actually plan your day. Because I know that sounds ironic, but anyway, again, showing my corny side. Okay, one more thing I'm going to tell you about. Next Thursday, we have Radio Free Presents First Thursdays at the Well. Next month will be Voreen, Streep Throat, and Even Twice. Okay, so this is happening over at the Well, 272 Messerol Street in Brooklyn. Doors will be at 8 p.m. The door ticket price is $10. It's $8 in advance. The URL to buy in advance is rfb.nyc/tickets. Next Thursday, April 5th, we'll be presenting the latest edition of RFB Presents First Thursdays at the Well. They give you three different takes on exciting and exploding music scene that's currently taking place in Brooklyn. Post-punk rock of Even Twice will kick off the evening. Streep Throat will follow, and they're a band that's not afraid to leave it all on the stage. And closing out the evening will be Voreen in all their deviant glory as they mix old favorites with new material from their upcoming release. This is the copy here at the studio, guys. I'm familiar with these bands. Go check them out. They're amazing. And on that note, I'm always telling you to go out and do the thing. And I'm sure some of you are thinking, hey, Rachel C., but I'm broke. I can't do that. So I'm putting my $20 or $16 in advance where my mouth is, and I'm buying two tickets, and I'm going to give them away tonight. This is the big contest you've been hearing about. Okay, so the way it works is I'm going to read a trivia question pertaining to the show and the acts and everything. I'm going to try and do it 7:30-ish. We're-ish because, you know, this is how things go on live radio. And the first person to... The way you're going to let me know the answer is you're going to... I'm going to actually use my Twitter, which I never use for this purpose. Tweet at me at RachelCNYC, the answer. And the first one that, like, kind of pops up, you are the ones who will go to the show next week and find two tickets in your name. So I'm miracling people in. That's how it works. Okay, on to other things. Lex, thanks for being here.
Of course.
So nice to have you. Kind of got thrown together last minute, but that's how it, the best way to happen. It's very punk rock. So you, front Street Throat. I want to ask you a little. Street Throat is very interesting to me. I'm really digging the music, but can you tell me a little bit how the band came together? Because it seems like you really kind of came from very different. There's four of you, right? Mm-hmm. And you came from like really all over the place.
Originally, I'm from like the sticks of Oregon, and guitar player Frankie is from Jersey, drummer is from Indiana, and Matt is from also buttfuck nowhere, but on the other side of the country, he's from Maine. So we all ended up here. How it happened was I was in a band prior with a dude who was the best, and then he moved away, and then I was like, oh, whatever, maybe I don't want to do music anymore. And then I was like, ah, fuck, just kidding. So I went on Craigslist and was like, hello, because it was a two-piece before. It was like kind of a White Stripes thing, and I was like, hey, looking for a drummer. It would be dope if anyone wants to drum with me. And I got a bunch of responses from a bunch of weird idiots. The drummer now, who we play with now, was like, oh, hey, yes, I would love to play with you. So I was like, great. And then I also got a guitar player emailing and was like, listen, I know you aren't looking for a guitar player, but I'm here. And I was like, okay, fine. So I like added him too. And so he just basically like weaseled his way in and was like, hello, I am here. And I was like, it's not what I want. He's like, I don't care. I am here also. So it's like, okay, fine. So then it was the three of us. And then we had a bass dude who was busy with other projects. And so how I know our bass player now is I went to college in Seattle with a friend of mine who grew up in Maine with him. We both ended up in New York, and so then we got together. So two from Craigslist and one is a friend of a friend.
So like, you know, you actually went out, you found Tom the drummer on Craigslist, and Frankie the guitar player kind of crashed.
Yeah, he also just emailed,
kind of like, infused himself.
Oh wait, that's just how he sort of shows up and he sort of kinda... becomes part of whatever's
is
happening.
He a little in a Bill Murray kind of way, or more of just not as that, but the same sort of thing where, hey, I mean, I'm here, how's it going?
Yeah, he's like adorable, so he can sort of just like meld in like osmosis, like
a little Joe Biden, Bill Murray-ish, I guess.
Oh, like he's kind of wacky, like you gotta like watch him or also like knock a bunch of stuff over. Like he's just sort of, he's very lovable, but like he refers to himself as King Idiot.
Heads up, folks at the well, tech folks, watch the line in because you don't know what will happen.
Oh, yeah. Just, like, keep everything, like, taped down. Like, secure your belongings safely.
Okay, so you said Street Throat, the intent is for it to be ugly and kind of in your face and gross. Mm-hmm. Is that how you described the music? Was that the intention when you all got together? Or is that just kind of how you guys wound up playing together?
I mean, yeah, like, I feel like intrinsically that is my whole deal. I'm just sort of like very loud and the worst, and I talk a lot and I can't keep my mouth shut, and like every other word is like, you know, a horrible curse word. And I just ended up being with a group of people who also kind of feel the same way. We feed off each other's energy and it's all like horrible and it's just, you know, loud and gross and ridiculous. And that's where sort of Blood Robot came into it. We did a music video and it was all, everyone was like, you know, thumbs up to like the blood and the gore and the just ridiculous in your face kind of stuff. So it's just sort of like the vibe grows and grows and grows the longer we hang out with each other.
So it's not really like a horror band. I don't want to say horror band, but do you know what I mean? Like it's not really, but it's just like a punk that's band with like a gory undertone. Is it kind of like, because the music sounds very punk to me. And I know that's because I do my homework in the band's description on the website, the bio. It's kind of how you guys are sort of identifying, but.
Yeah, I mean, we lean more towards that than, I guess, like, you know, grunge or garage or anything like that. And we don't sing exclusively about, you know, like, skeletons and Halloween. But there's, like, sort of an undertone of, like, you know, what we all love, which is, like, the gross shit. So it's present. It's not, you know.
Yeah.
It's there.
It's there. It's a thing. How do I articulate this? Is this sort of, like, just an evolution or manifestation of the in-your-faceness and the rawness of the music? I mean, it's because it sounds like, you know, that's there. I hear it in there. Is that sort of how you guys create? Are you yourself someone who writes very intensely and it's coming out that way? Or is
It sort of leaks out that way. I mean, I'll just play a couple songs later, I guess, that I wrote myself that sound, you know, nowhere near as good as when, you know, Frankie weaseled in and then is also just loud and ridiculous in like a different angle. I think I serve as sort of like the basis or like the roots of the tree trunk of just like, hello, this is my personality very loudly and in your face. This is, you have no choice. It is so loud and it is right here. I think intrinsically that is my personality. And then like when people pile on, it amplifies.
Yeah, they really are the band backing the front person in that sense, in a way. I mean,
I'm the best.
It's not Lex and the Street Throats, but it's still, you know what I mean? It never got said. Mm-hmm. Okay. But no, you know what I mean? But it's kind of, it sounds like the band is like kind of sensing each other's energy and working with it in a good way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
Cool. So you have some, obviously you're doing the show next week at The Well. Mm-hmm. For those of you who don't know, Radio Free Brooklyn is producing a show monthly, the first Thursday of every month. We call it RFB Presents First Thursdays at The Well. First Thursday of the month, three bands come together on the stage at The Well. And it's a really, really good time. It's a good room. It's a lot of fun, guys. I encourage you to check it out. But you have some other shows coming up, mm-hmm. too. You've got one, both in May. You're going down to Philly and playing on the 9th of May at a place called Kung Fu
Necktie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. What? That sounds like a fun name.
I know. I've never been there.
You haven't been there?
But I was like, yes. What is it?
we have an offer. What's the name? Okay. I'll play you there.
Sure. Sounds good.
Philly's got an interesting scene, though. Mm-hmm. Elsa, and then a few days later, you're going to be over at Our Wicked Lady. Yes. I believe I Am the Polish Army's. Mm-hmm. Our friends and former guests are also on that bill. Mm-hmm. That's May 11th. So you've got some things coming up in April, May, and you've got a video. You mentioned the video you did. When is that coming out? Is there like a release?
It's done. It's out. Blood Robot was released last year. It's really ridiculous if you want to go check it out. And just right now we're sort of in the planning stages, I guess. We want to do one for Shot for Shot.
Okay.
So Blood Robot, for example, was about a robot. It was me. Who goes around killing everybody. That was the band. And all my poor friends who got suckered into this and their clothes ruined by fake blood. and so this one, I guess, spoilers, but we kind of want to make it centered around like porn tropes.
Okay.
So, you know, stuff like that, like pool boy, pizza boy, you know.
That could be a lot of thing. That could be like a novella. That could just like be a really long feature length because there are so many tropes and you could have a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
That.
It'll be like our Beatles film. Like, it'll be our Help. We'll just like, we won't stop filming. And then,
oh, my goodness. Well, on that note, do we want to play Blood Robot? We have that here.
Yeah,
have that. If we want to play that, let's play that so you guys can have a little bit of taste. Encourage you to go check out the video. This is Blood Robot by Street Throat.
Fast man, I need
We just heard the song from the video, Blood Robot. I am Rachel C. You're listening to Here Now with Rachel C. on Radio Free Brooklyn. If you missed any of tonight's broadcast or you just want to hear the whole thing all over again, tune in Sunday at 9 a.m. New York City time, Eastern Daylight Time. Lex of Streep Throat is in the studio with me. Thanks so much for being here. We talked about the show coming up at the Well, your show coming up on Philly, the show coming up at Our Wicked Lady. Mm-hmm. The video... You've got another video like in the planning stages. Yes. So what, you know, we talked about how the band came together. What are some like plans or hopes for the band? What's the plan? I mean, it's just you here, but you guys have been jamming together for a while and recording, obviously. Mm-hmm. Are you, and you're sort of, you know, now I want to say touring, but playing local cities that are a little mm-hmm. further away, you know, mm-hmm. Is this kind of like, where would you like to see it go from here at this point?
Right. I think at the moment we're sort of, God, I really don't want to speak for everyone. They're going to just kick my ass if I like, you know, give the wrong hopes or just like, dreams.
Or are you comfortable saying like where you would like to see this go or like?
Sure.
Or,
yeah. Okay. I mean, we sort of like hit kind of a lull because we were like, yes, the record, yes, the shows. And we're like, all right. And just sort of lived our lives for a little while. Mm-hmm. And now we're writing more music. I think, yeah, I mean, ideally, we just want to do another record. I just want to get as much music out there now, I think, as possible. Now that I've been writing a lot more because sort of like, I mean, I've been the asshole, like kind of sitting around and they're like, hello, TikTok, you write the music. And I'm like, okay. Right. And it's not like your futures hinge on me or anything. That's no problem. That's no pressure at all. Okay. I'm like, fuck. So I've been writing more music. And I think my goal, I don't need to like, you know, kick my ass about it, is just write more music, get more music out there. I would love to eventually start, because we had somebody use Blood Robot for like a little video game they made.
Oh, nice.
And so I'm like, you know, I would love that if we could just get everything out there and have people, you know, use it in stuff or, you know, trailers or TV or like short films or like video games or something like that. So I think that's personally, I think the goal I want to go for. I know it's a little bit ridiculous.
Actually, no, it kind of sounds like you're kind of like, you know, you're staying within the medium of music, but it's like music, thinking outside of the box of where it can be played. Yep. Like it's not just on the radio. It can be played as part of another mm-hmm. event or project. Like if you can be part of a video game or a commercial or, you know, it's kind of an interesting way. And I got to wonder if you kind of have to look at your music sometimes a little differently from a different, mm-hmm. through a different lens. If you want to go, mm-hmm. okay, like I wrote this as this like really gross in your face punk song and this is a commercial. Like you got to look at your music.
Yeah, I know.
Look at your different lens.
It's been interesting because when they contacted us about this like little video game, I was like, really? You want to? And it's like, yeah, it's like this feminist, like ridiculous, like very violent, like sort of car racing video game. And I was like, okay, sure. Like what? You found us. Okay. Like that's where I got interesting. Like not really. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Not that we want to move in, like, a commercial direction to accommodate, you know, TV. But, I mean, it's something definitely to consider. We have a lot of poppy shit on the record as well. I mean, that would be more suited to something more commercial like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, the thrashy stuff is good when we're playing live, I think, especially. And, you know, stuff you can dance to, shit like that.
Right. Well, what are some challenges that you guys face as a band? Because I know you're here tonight because part had to do with scheduling, so that I guess that's a challenge too. How do we get all, because you know everyone has a job, even if it's in related fields, like you're mm-hmm. you're a professional musician. Most musicians that I know kind of they've got a bunch of different projects going on at one time. Mm-hmm. What are some of the challenges that you guys have faced, like trying to make music and trying to make it in a city where there's so much music being made, too.
It's so saturated.
It's very saturated. I'm sure it's rich in, like, the sensory input you need to, like, create and make and do things. But, like, mm-hmm. it's also just, how do I get heard in the midst of that?
It's a lot. It's a barrage, like, at all times. I mean, if you think about it too hard, you're going to lose your mind. We all kind of got other things going on as well. Frankie is in another band as well. Matt is doing a lot of solo shit. And like I am with my drummer. He's an audio engineer at Flux Studios in the city. And so the two of us work together a lot just on, I wrote a bunch of my own shit and then uh-huh. we're recording together and maybe just going to release that again, like more poppy shit or more digestible that I would like to get out there in a different way. So we've all got different stuff going on. I think it is hard to focus on one thing at a time, because if we run away with one thing, then there's other people hinging on these other projects, and it's, you know,
like the constant juggle of things.
Constant juggle.
Do you think that's like helpful at all in some ways? Does it like kind of flex your brain a little bit, or is it like more like, no, I need sleep?
It's not ideal. I need sleep the least out of everyone right now. I'm the one who quit my full-time job, and I'm like, well, here I go doing my own projects, and everyone else is busting ass, so now I'm the lazy asshole about it. So
That's a big risk though, because I had a guest in recently who kind of years ago did the whole like, I'm gonna just not, you know, left it. Well, this is simplifying it, but like left the job and just did the art full time and managed to make it work. I mean, did a lot of touring, did a lot of taking jobs within music. But it worked out well, but it was a big leap. And he said part of it was, you know, he had this idea for this one project, this one thing he wanted to write. And, you know, he realized he needed the time to do it. So he had creative gigs lined up, and he left like the day job, and you know, he's but it was the only way he was going to get it done. But the thing is, he actually finished the project, as opposed to, I'm gonna, like, you know, you're looking at me like, yeah, you get where I'm going with this. It's so hard. It's like, I have too much time now. Are you finding it easier to do like the creative gigs, or is it still kind of like,
I mean, you
have the time for it, but is it like, is it harder in some ways?
Kind of. Like, at a moment today, or like, I live with three other people and they have day jobs, and I did for many, many years. And so just recently I'm like, fuck off the man. Like, I mean, you know, it worked for Vice, though. I mean, not so much the man, but I'm just like, you know, this is not the life for me anymore, man. And so like, I quit, and I've just been doing like, you know, like kind of random bullshit, like some temping, art, and a transcription freelance for a couple different companies. So a lot of like listening to dialogue over and over and over and over and typing it and just sort of losing my mind. And like this morning I woke up and everyone was at their jobs, and I was like, this is the life I chose, like sitting on the couch, like, well, it's no better time than now to like start writing this new fucking music. You
better do it.
Yeah. So I'm just like sort of facing that, oh no, like look in the mirror, what have you done sort of phase.
But you're doing it though.
I'm trying. Hopefully I have something to show for it, like that one guy. I mean, or else it's just like, oh God, I'm just going to go broke, and then I'm going to get like a toothache and not have insurance and just die. So, I mean, or that's, you know, not ideal, but possible.
We'll,
so
we'll try think thoughts, and we'll hook you up with some floss, because I don't have dental either. Dental's the one thing. That's the equalizer, a toothache, I think, for people, humans, like the across the board, across socioeconomic statuses, toothache will level any living thing. Anyway, you're listening to Here and Now with Rachel C. Oh, I think it's time. We're going to do a little trivia question. And then remember, okay, the handle is at Rachel C. NYC. RACHELCNYC. That's where you tweet, like you mention me and you tweet the answer. Okay, we're going to keep it easy. We're going to keep it pretty simple, not too challenging. Okay. Three bands are on the bill next week. How many members are there in the band Even Twice? How many people in the band Even Twice? Tweet your answer to me. First person who tweets it correctly, I'm going to DM you. I guess we'll go back and forth. I'll get your name, and I'm buying you a pair of tickets. I'm miracling you in. How many people in the band Even Twice? Okay, you're listening to Here Now with Rachel C. My guest is Lex of Streep Throat. We're going to have a little music break here while she tunes up, because and she's taking a risk for us tonight. She's doing something very special. She's not the guitarist, but she's going to play some of... Plug it and play some stuff. I have faith in you.
Thanks.
You can do this.
You're the only one.
Oh, please. Okay, we'll work on that next. Okay. We're going to kick things off with Shot for Shot from Streep Throat. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
okay, we just heard something from Street Throw, followed by Brooklyn's own Tamar Kali, and that last one was from Guns of Seneca. You're just going to hear Now with Rachel C, rebroadcast Sunday mornings at 9 a.m., live every Thursday from 7 to 8. Lex of Street Throw's in the studio with me now. She's ready to play us a little something, and you got this, girl. You got this. But this is going to be like Street Throw material presented a little differently, though, because it is a solo thing and
stripped down throat.
I like it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Biggest accomplishment of my day.
Right. What's this one called?
Oh, let's do Inamorato first.
Okay.
I want to make sure that this is, you know, I don't know what I can't. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, that's fine.
Cool. Okay, yeah. All right, I'll just go for it. Usually, you know, this is played by four people. I did write it like 2 years ago. I remember very little. So, you know, raw. Like, you know, we're just hanging out, like drinking some beers backstage. Just pretend that's what's happening and not like a professional radio show. Okay. Okay, good. Cool.
I am the radio show version of that scenario.
Good. Perfect. Perfect. We're on the same page. Thank God. No one's expecting anything of me, and that's the way I like to live my life.
Go for it.
All right. Maybe I'll take this. Maybe I'll just take this off. Oh, Lord. Yeah, I'll just fucking... Let's go now. You look me in your fingers readily in fragile eccentricity in the feeling that I'm glowing, I believe, and I'll take what I can get from your healing hands. Yeah, I will take what I can get from your healing hands. Yeah, I will take what I can get from your healing hands. Yeah, I will take what I can get from your healing hands. I'll do anything I can to get to you. Bring my wrist on the rail till I get through. Anything I can to get to you. And I will see you at the end of the show. I will let you take from me whatever you will need to be the light of my life and my only one. In your fever and the sleep, the master I aspire to be. So take me with you, visionary son. And I will take what I can get from your healing hands. Yeah, I will take what I can get from your healing hands. Yeah, I will take what I can get from your healing hands. Do anything I can to get to you. Bring my hurts on the rail till I get through. Anything I can to get to you. And I will see you at the end of the show. Hey, I'll do anything I can to get to you. Bring my hurts on the rails till I get through. Anything I can to get to you. And I will see you at the end of the show. Hey, I will see you at the end of the show. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll see you at the end of the show.
Thank you. That was great.
Oh no, thank you.
That was the raw, but that was great. I love that.
Thank you.
Raw stripped down punk live on the radio.
I know, just shrieking with like this pleasant little like clean guitar in the background. Yeah.
Do you want to keep it rolling?
More? Sure. Yeah. God, what else do I know? It's been a minute. Yeah, I just like think of like my other band members, like arms crossed, like, well, like how much do you need us like listening to this? And I'm just, fuck, you're right.
Look,
you're
guys, right. You had to work. I'm just saying.
Okay. You decided you were busy and didn't quit your day job. They have no insurance and a toothache. And, you know, just think about your impending doom every day while your roommates are out of work.
You're just taking one for the team right now. So.
That's what I like to refer to this band as, taking one for the team. That's how I feel most comfortable.
We're hanging out at a bar.
Yeah,
we're drinking beers.
Usually, yeah. This one's called Fraud Delusion. It's about a guy I used to date who was just like the fucking worst. Biased, but I mean, I was like not the best, but I'm like 99% he was like way worse. So, yeah, let's see if I can eat this out. I can't believe you made me weak. I scripted everything you speak. You patronize my future. Undress me as you screwed her. Game that no one wins. His unattractiveness. Who less than tapped I fired? He wish you were desired.
Where you going?
Checking
on some guy. Keep going.
Okay.
Best to introduce myself to save you the confusion. I may as well shoot myself, so I don't find a wrong delusion.
You can't. Strangers as they pass. How I won't be underpaid. What's one less hair on your head? Best to introduce myself to save you the confusion. I may as well shoot myself.
That was great.
I thought maybe there was like a fire and I was like, no. You're gonna leave me in here. No. Oh my God, it's a bar. No,
there's been some activity out in the building today and I saw someone walk into our conference room and I went, I didn't catch who that was. Let me check on it. So that's all fine and good. I encourage you all to stay tuned for Frequency Theory with Tom Tenney from 8 to 10. Something else that I did want to ask you about just... you in music personally.
Sure.
Because we talked about how the band came together and it started with, you know, your other person you were writing with.
Yeah.
Kind of had to split. And mm-hmm. So you formed, you know, and we talked about the story of the formation of the band as it is now. Mm-hmm. How did you get started playing music yourself? Where did that come from?
I come from a sort of a musical background. My dad is in a band, or, you know, he was for like 50 years or something like that.
Oh, wow.
And so he was a pop guy and he like, you know, it was like fame and fortune thing for him.
Okay.
And whereas it's sort of like a hobby, but he was always very, very encouraging. And he like got me, you know, a clarinet and a saxophone and a guitar.
Nice.
And he's like, yes, music. And he's like, full-time job. Fuck that. You know, he's like, you know, sort of like low key, like, why aren't you famous yet? Like, well, it's not 1967 in Venice Beach anymore. So it's a little bit harder now.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, I think he's a lot more serious about it, obviously, than me. But yeah, it was always around. It was always present. I was always encouraged to do it. like super hard. And my mom, I used to work in a nightclub. She's like, yes, go. And so
it sounds like it's almost expected. Like, this is the family business and this is what we do. So they're encouraging of what you're doing here. That must give you a different perspective and different experience compared to other young people or other musicians of any age, because it's a tough life. It's also, music has changed very much even within the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. And it's always changing. Trends change, things in the business side of things change. But what's the real market difference now is musicians don't earn their money through album sales anymore.
Yeah,
and even like airplay, it's ticket sales and merch. But even with merch, you have to have the funding to produce the merch and then sell it. So you already have to have a little something going in order to do that. But also hence the phenomenon of pop-up merch shops and, you know, merch events and things like that, because that's part of how an artist generates income. I think it's really cool that artists can make money off of ticket sales. It kind of encourages the artists to play. I mean, people really, there's this resurgence in live music. There are bands from the 70s are back and touring. You know, the Dead Boys are touring. It's amazing. I get a chance like to see a lot of bands I loved when I was little on a second round. But the business has changed. It's how a musician can earn a living as the musician. It's kind of night and day, and that's a very recent phenomenon. Right. It's a challenge that is different. It helps, like, it's sort of expected of you to do this. They're encouraging, I guess, say the least.
Absolutely, to say the least.
You got the least, if nothing else, the familial support and the parental support.
Mom, Dad, I quit my job. And it was like, ooh, yay, like on the other side of the phone.
A lot of people have been like, don't tell Mom that I quit, man.
I know. Well, now it's like, hey, man, but, you know, this is the life, you know, now. They're very, very encouraging. It's a lot different. I think the difference maybe is that I'm a little bit more interested in sort of like, you know, like I had mentioned, like the songwriting and the selling of the music and, you know, getting it sort of circulated in media, as opposed to, I'm not really, like, I do love performing live. It's not my super duper main interest. Like, I love it and I'll do it and, like, I have a great time, but I don't have that kind of, like, I'm a star, like, drive.
Right,
like,
yeah.
And it's just like, everyone look at me forever. And, like, I just don't have the motivation. So I do love music. I want to do it. I want to be involved in it. That is sort of, I want it to be, like, big part of my thing. Like, one of my big freelance projects is writing a rock opera. So I've got that going, and it's just, I don't know. I want it to be involved in everything that I do, but, I'm not very, like, I'm not a very front woman, I guess.
Where, it's okay, like, but it's like an artist. And you've already kind of talked about it. You know, you're thinking in terms of commercial viability in different formats and different realms. And you're already kind of thinking like outside the box, the way musicians, I guess, always have had to, but like really need to now. On that note, I think we're going to wind things down. Because we're getting to the end of the hour here. We were going to play a little more, but that's okay. We've had a lot of busyness in the... But you played two fantastic pieces. I hope... No, really. I'm really looking forward to seeing you guys play next week. Also, check out Street Throat. It's streetthroat.com or Street Throat Band.
It's actually Street Throat Band. We tried to get Street Throat and someone had purchased it and actually went and found her and emailed her and was like, hey, can we please buy streetthroat.com from you?
Uh-huh.
And she was like, what does the band sound like? And I sent her the album and she never answered.
Ew.
And I was like, fuck off, woman. Oh my God.
Gross. So, you know. She's gross. I'm just I don't know you, person who owns streetthroat.com, but streetthroatbrand.com, a lot of good information, links, and follow on social media for information about the shows coming up. Thank you so much for being here.
Of course.
And flying solo. I know it wasn't what you normally do or kind of expecting to do.
It's fine.
But thanks so much for being a part of this. We're going to close things off now with a little something from former guest Needlepoints, a Philly-based band. In honor of you guys touring Philly, this is Hal. Thanks for listening, everybody.